You're listening to Tales of the Text, headphone drama, secrets, and plot twists. This week's episode is called Wrapped in Crazy. Jasmine leans up against the counter of the Westbrook movie theater, perking up occasionally as customers come to the counter for movie snacks. She looks up and sees Antonio, a boy from school that she has always thought was fine. He is mixed, black, and Puerto Rican, with curly hair and a big smile, impeccably dressed. He is there with a date. He comes to the concession stand while his date, she goes to the bathroom.
Hey, Antonio, right?
Oh, hey, Jasmine, right?
Looks like someone's on a date.
Well, I guess. She's hella lame, honestly. I'm ready to go home.
I mean, if you would have asked me instead of her, wouldn't be this much of a predicament. I wouldn't.
After that night, the two are together constantly. One night in particular, Jasmine and Antonio sit in his car outside of her empty house.
Hey, come inside.
Babe, it's getting late.
Wait, and do you have a condom?
Damn, no.
Do you still like me?
What are you talking about?
You don't just think I'm a hoe now, do you?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Yes, Jazz. You ain't no hoe. You my girl.
Really?
Yes.
Tony, I think I love you. Like, do you love me?
Yeah, I love you, Jasmine.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Months into their relationship.
You always accusing me of something. I'm sick of it.
Just let me see your phone.
No.
If you don't have anything to hide, then why can't I see your phone?
Because you just need to trust me.
Nah. If there's anything that you don't want me to see, then you'll show me.
I ain't done nothing wrong. You the one tripping.
I called you yesterday and you didn't answer.
I was in the shower.
It took you an hour to call me back.
I was doing something. I told you that. I do have a life.
Nay, you don't. What's that supposed to mean? What is a life supposed to mean?
Just what I said. I can't talk to you and see you every second of the day.
That's not what I'm asking.
Yes, it is. If we don't talk for more than an hour, you think I'm up to something. I can't just be hanging out with my friends or family. You always thinking it's some girl.
I've seen you with girls.
It was just girls sitting around us at the gym. The
second I love you. I just don't want you disrespecting me. I don't want you disrespecting me, okay?
All right, man, whatever, Jasmine. The second one was my cousin. I'm not putting up with this.
Babe, I know I be tripping, but that's just because I love you so much.
Nah, Jazz, you be beyond tripping. I don't have time to be dealing with that.
I'm so sorry, baby. I promise that I won't do it again. I promise.
You're just saying that.
No, I really promise you. It's not you, it's me. I just gotta keep myself in check, you know? I'll do better.
I'll do better.
Come on. I'll make it up to you.
Jasmine, I'm not playing with you. If you start acting crazy, I'm done with you for real this time.
I promise. I love you.
I love you too.
Girl, you ain't fooling nobody. You know you be driving that man crazy.
And girl, you just don't understand. We love each other. We ain't never breaking up.
Bitch, please.
You just mad because Julian broke up with your desperate ass.
First of all, I broke up with him because he's a lying-ass dog. Second of all, it ain't about me being mad. I see how you be doing him. You always on his neck.
No, he wants to be with me just as much as I want to be with him.
Yeah, and what if he decides he don't want to be with you no more?
That's not gonna happen.
But what if it did?
Hear me clearly. I'd kill him before I let him leave me, okay?
See, that's that crazy shit I'm talking about.
Whatever. That's just how love is. You wouldn't understand. Clearly, Chaho is.
Whatever. You gonna wind up on an episode of Snapped.
I'm not, though. And we not breaking up. We gonna get married. And have the finest babies. I promise you. Little mixed children, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't you still be going through his phone?
Yes, as I should. I just gotta make sure. You know how men are, clearly, because, I mean, you gotta watch them. That's what you're supposed to do when you love someone. Real love. You watch them.
Well, you must wasn't watching him the other day because he was laughing and talking with some chick.
Quit fucking playing with me. You know I don't play with my man. You know this. I don't even know why you saying that to me.
Ain't nobody playing. He was laughing and talking with Aisha at the game the other night.
Aisha? You for real?
Yes, he was all up in her face.
Whatever, girl. I'm not tripping on none of that. He's mine and he'll always be mad. Period. Thank you.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe, my ass. What are you doing with that bitch?
Her and Ronnie are trying to get something started, so I just came with the group to help break up the ice.
Okay, fuck you and the ice. They don't need you helping breaking no fucking ice. I don't want to hear that shit.
You're acting different as hell right now, Jess.
Don't tell me how I'm acting. I don't want you with her. How clear can I make it?
I'm with a whole group of people.
And I don't care.
Hey, calm down. You're making a scene.
Babe, I'm sorry. I love you. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, whatever.
Bitch, I'll kill you. Don't you ever talk to my man again.
Girl, you are crazy as hell. Go on somewhere. Are y'all even together anymore?
We're done.
He won't talk to me. He won't pick up.
Shit, I don't blame him. You went crazy.
Yanni shouldn't have been all up on him like that.
I don't even think it was like that. Plus, aren't y'all done with?
Who started you on, Bree?
I'm just saying, you looked crazy yesterday. And you still sound crazy.
I just want him to talk to me. What should I do? My stomach is in knots.
I don't know. If he's not answering your calls or nothing, that ain't much you can do besides go to his house.
You think I should?
No. Just give him a minute. He'll probably get over it.
Bree, he has to take me back. We have to be together. If not, you don't understand. I don't know what I would do.
You just gotta give him time.
We don't have time. I'm pregnant.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. I took more than one test. We're gonna have a baby, Bree.
Damn. What about a condom? Are you gonna keep it?
Of course I'm gonna keep her or him. It's our baby, Bree. Have some sense. We're gonna be a family.
I don't know, Jazz. I don't think Antonio is gonna be so enthusiastic as you are about this.
He might be shocked at first. I mean, who wouldn't be? But once he hears that I'm having his child, he's going to take care of us, Bree. We're going to be a family.
Whatever you say. Congratulations, I guess. Still, though, I think you might want to have a conversation with him. But wait till tomorrow or something.
I guess you might be right. Should I go? I just need to talk to him. I just need a second. I just need to tell him how I feel. I need to tell him about the pregnancy. This is too much. This is too much. I should have just listened to my gut. I'm gonna go see him. I'm gonna go over there. Period. It's done. I'm gonna go.
What the fuck, Jasmine?
Hey, baby, let me in. We need to talk. Like,
no.
ASAP.
No. You need to go home. I'm done with you. You're crazy.
Tony, I'm pregnant.
What? What do you mean you're pregnant?
Look, I took 3 tests. They all came back positive. Gonna be a family, baby?
No, you're fucking crazy. You need to go now, Jazz. I'll call you in the morning.
Tony, babe, please just let me in. I need you to hold me. I'm sorry about earlier. It's just you let that hoe disrespect me. And I had to put her in her place. You know I had to.
No,
I
could just sit there Jasmine, no. You attacked her. We were talking about a fundraiser. You're crazy. God, I should have left you alone the first day I met you. Shorty, you're different as hell.
Antonio, you don't mean that.
No, I do. Now you need to go.
Antonio, take it back. We love each other.
No, I don't love you, Jasmine. You need to go now before I call the cops.
Antonio, please. I'll kill you. You're everything to me and I will kill you right here, right now. Say you love me.
Jasmine,
don't you dare.
Jasmine, go. For real, man.
Antonio, don't.
You bugging.
Make me do this.
Do what? Jasmine, I don't want you. I don't love you no more.
Please,
you need to go.
Please.
Go.
I said I'll kill you, Antonio. I said I'll kill you. He needed to learn. I hope our baby has a smile.
Hey everybody, this is Miss J, and this is After the Text, where we talk about the little crazy ass story we just did called Wrapped in Crazy. My voice actors, I'm giving them that title today, in the studio are Lyric.
Hi.
Caitlin.
Hey.
Leland.
What's up?
And they played these really cool characters. So early on, Caitlin was talking about the character Antonio. What did you say you thought about him? Just as a character.
I feel like he not really loved her. I feel like he was playing the whole time. Like, I feel like he just really wanted to have sex with her. He just like, for it sure. Seemed like he was like, when she'd be like, I love you, he'd be like, I love you too. Like, like she crazy. It's like he knew like this girl's all, but I'm finna tell her whatever she wanted to hear, cause.
Yeah.
Do you all, as men, do you have a radar that you know that a girl is a little off? Do you pay attention to that? Because women, we have intuition. Do you? Or do y'all just like...
Sometimes you can see the signs if you're looking.
Okay.
But if not, if you're just completely infatuated with the physical, you don't really pay attention.
I often wonder that. I was wondering.
Because we think with our head and not with our head.
Yeah. That's true. And Lyric, with your character, just her being so adamant about... getting him.
She's crazy. But she's not...
You played her so well.
Yeah, she's not crazy, like, in the beginning.
Right.
But she's definitely, like, the whole killing him thing.
I feel like her emotions was just getting the best of her.
Yeah, and it's just idea. Like...
That's a good point.
That's not a normal threat.
Yeah. So, I would just say, like, I could relate to her in a way. Like, she feels like, dang, like, I really love this boy. And I want to have his babies. I want to go everywhere with him. I want to tour.
And I don't want anybody else to have.
And I don't want. Yeah. And see, that's what a lot of girls. I mean, it's true. You don't want nobody having your man. You don't want nobody having your boyfriend
or having your girlfriend. He took my virginity crazy.
I didn't think about that.
Because I know, like, a lot of girls, like, when a boy take their virginity, they be like, that's my boyfriend. He always gonna be my boyfriend.
For life.
Yeah. For life.
And if he don't want to be my boyfriend, I'm gonna kill him. And I don't know what else I'm gonna do. Like, they go crazy.
They go, I never dealt with that, but I could tell how that can, because you're emotionally involved with somebody. You
deeper.
Know what I'm saying? Deeper than like, we're on the phone all the time. It's like, I'm with you and I get to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy, but I can say that I enjoy playing the character. I feel like me and her had a lot in common just because, like, I can be like that sometimes. The whole checking the phone all the time. I love it.
And then with your friend that was trying to give you with Bree, Lyric playing Brianna, she was that, I got you, trying to make you see things, but then kind of antagonizing
at the same time. Yeah.
I feel like I would have got mad at the friend, too, even though I was.
Yeah,
friend,
she
but
blew
I would have cursed
me.
Out.
I was like, what are you telling me this for? You know, it's like, you know I'm crazy.
Right.
You're trying to test my limits, and then I go crazy, and then you try to make it seem like you just did all, like, you did this. You're the reason why I went crazy. You're the reason.
She gave her the option.
Exactly.
Of, you could just go to his house.
Like, exactly.
Why would you say that?
So now, that's knowing my crazy ass, I'm going to go to your house.
Thinking about it.
Yes.
I don't know. It was just like, I would have got mad at her because it was, I would have been like, mind your business. Like, where do you... I be having friends, but, like, I don't know, nowadays, I don't talk to my friends about, like, what's going on in my relationship and how I feel. Because it's just, like, I don't...
Do guys do that? Do you all talk to your male friends about your relationships? Like, women, we
It's like, women. So generic when
what's
we
that
do
mean?
Talk...
We together?
No. Like, the situation. So I can say we were arguing over this water bottle.
Okay.
I'd be like, man, like, the water bottle, we arguing about that, you know, but I'm not saying the details. Yeah. Because I just need an outlet. I got to get it off my chest because it's eating me up, you know, but I can't tell somebody my business because that gives them a portal to my relationship.
To your world.
Yeah, to my relationship. And I don't know what you do with your energy and with that information you have, which can poison...
What
I have, yeah. So you got to be, like she said, selective on what you tell your friends.
Is it realistic 2 months in to be like, I love you?
It depends on how much time
you spend. Let me not talk.
Yeah.
You spend together.
Yeah, because
if you spend a whole lot of time, it could happen. But it's still like, That's soon.
Man.
Because she was like, I love you.
You
so
don't
much.
Know yeah. you don't know like, somebody yet.
Exactly. But yeah. I feel like the more like I've been in situations where I've been with a boy every day. And it was only for a month and I was like, I love you. You don't have no so bad cute. Days. Like you just be perfect. Like you know, and then you and so then cute. You know, loving somebody, it comes with different things. So some people just love them as you in love and love is two different things.
Right.
You could be in love with somebody and, you know, all type of stuff. But if I love you as a person, I can love you as a person. Mm-hmm. Like just like how I love my friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So right. it's two different types of love. So
I think that scares guys though. I mean, 2 months in and she's like, I love you. Is it true?
I wouldn't whoever even say says I love you first.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't say I love you. So are you waiting for the guy to say it to tell
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like boys love harder than females in a way, and I like
they hurt harder.
Yeah, like when you
they
tell me
shit
you love
from
me,
second grade.
I know you love me, so
elephant
now
memories.
I feel
yeah.
Now I feel like open
women
to tell
like
you
that
I love you.
Punching bag, you mm-hmm. knock us down, we come back up. We're gonna be hurt. Don't be with a man that's like I remember in second grade and she nigga you're 40. What are we talking about?
Maybe being petty.
I got you.
It's because we're logical creatures.
Oh God.
So it's our opposite nature for emotional. You know, because emotions get you killed.
You're logical?
Most men are logical.
So y'all be wanting to be like, I'm logical. But then when it be coming to cheating and stuff, y'all be like, I don't think with my head.
How?
Hey, you know what?
Here's my thing with boys.
No.
Here's my thing. Not saying you.
No. Let's go.
Look. You're saying that you're logical the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
My boy, like, you cheating on me, and you don't think before you cheat? Like,
right.
Oh, dang, my girlfriend wouldn't like that I did that.
But then y'all be the first one to be like, y'all females think when y'all cheat, that's why it's worse.
No.
I'm pretty sure you thought about the consequences. You
yes.
just think, yeah.
And then you're like, no, she ain't gonna find out. And then y'all be doing that to yourselves. Right. Y'all be wanting to feel guilty. Then y'all feel guilty like, dang, I don't think I'm gonna tell her. If you didn't do it, it wouldn't happen then. Right. Well, so why are we having this conversation?
True.
Exactly.
It's just
so,
true, Leland.
I mean,
so,
I can't.
Logical
I can't.
My ass with that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
She's
okay.
Her age and I'm age, and I agree with her.
Because on the for show said, okay.
Yeah.
There isn't much you can say after you've made a mistake.
True.
Because, I mean, everybody makes mistakes.
Do you think that women are better at cheating than men?
No. When, yes.
I do too.
yeah, we a little bit like.
I finally have a cat. I finally had a chance to watch a cat, a feline.
Okay.
Because I'm weird. I study animals to learn more about humans.
Okay.
You know?
That's not
and
weird.
Like,
that's just
my cat showed me a lot. She left. I thought it was a boy. She came back pregnant. You know? And I'm taking care of her.
That's interesting. Yeah. Interesting. How would you respond in real life to someone like Lyric's character? Would it frighten you initially?
Nah, I would literally try to figure out the sanity. I would find the sanity.
Find the sanity.
I would, because there is sanity there. Once I relate to the sanity, I can help you talk yourself down from your insanity.
Do you think that sex changes everything?
It intensified her insanity.
Mm.
Yeah, because she pressed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, yo, it's getting late. Let me go. Nah, you want me to come inside?
Have you ever had the experience of anyone showing up at your house late night?
Nah,
I've done it once.
Nah, I've never.
I was young and stupid.
Some homies that have had it.
Yeah?
Yeah. They banging on the windows and doors.
I didn't do that. I just sat and
waited.
Him. And I took someone to go see.
With you. They did that too.
But it wasn't me. It was to see her. And she caught him. And I was like, we're going to jail.
I might pull up. Me and my friends might pull up. But I'm not going to go to nobody's house. Most teenagers still live with their parents.
Yeah,
and I don't,
that's a good point.
I know that's not respectable.
What do you,
even though your son or your, like, they act crazy, I'm not going to put you in that. But I might pull up on you if I know you're not at home.
How do you feel about the parents aiding?
What you mean?
Aiding.
Like, lying for him. Like, he not.
Yep.
Mm. I don't know.
Vice versa, too.
Y'all, I had a mom, a boy's mother, tell me, like, her son wasn't shit. Like, she was like, yo, like, I'm not even gonna lie. He's nasty. He's dirty. He doesn't do that. Like, I, like, literally. And I was like, oh, my God.
I had a man's sister tell me.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, a man, a lot of the boys I date, their mm-hmm. parents just be like, listen, let the kids do what the kids do. Like, right. They get out of it. Mm-hmm. But I've never had, I wish a mama would.
Wow.
I'd be like, you don't know your son, damn it. Right. Okay.
I can't with you all. Was there anything else you want to talk about in reference to this? I think we covered most of it, mm-hmm. most of the characters. I think it was, yet again, a crazy story. I think we're going to call this the Crazy Crush series.
Crazy Crush.
You know, because we've got a few more of them. But thank you guys for listening to Tales of the Texan After the Text. As usual, you can find us on Apple. Oh, we just got added to iHeartMedia and Stitcher. And so we're on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Google Play, all that good stuff. All right. Say goodbye to everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening.